The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, March-April 2025. The theme of this issue is Memorial Considerations. In the beginning, the memorial season draws deeply on our thoughts as we ponder the path of the Master, faithfully pursued even to death. Each experience he encountered was met with patient resolve. Whether the mockery of a crowd at his hard sayings, the strain of compelling service and lack of sleep, the deceit of those who came to trip him in his words, the confrontation of the Pharisees, or his betrayal by a friend, he always realized the promise of Psalm 37:23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." The promise of that text is for us as well. The Lord knows our experiences, our afflictions. Not one passes his watchful eye. They will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness if we accept them with the trusting spirit of our Master. Already we have the joys of faith. Soon enough we will have joys unspeakable beyond the veil, made richer and deeper by the trials divine wisdom now permits. We are thankful for the years of instruction left for us here. We begin this issue with The Red Thread, an article in two parts that considers many pictures that speak about Jesus, who is the connecting thread of them all. This is followed by 10 prayers, also in two parts. This contains earnest suggestions for the kind of prayers that can help each one value and seek deep Christian qualities. Next come three articles respecting Passover, drawn from the Old Testament, Exodus 12, Crossing the Jordan, and two Passovers. The first details antitypes of various specifics about the Passover commemoration. The second points to the time Israel will look unto their Messiah at the opening of the kingdom. The third considers the two options for Passover, either in month 1 or month 2, representing gospel age and millennial age applications of the ransom. The next two articles, Failure is Never Final If, and A Remarkable Testimony, are moving and helpful encouragements for each one in their Christian experiences. The last article, Between the Two Evenings, gives a brief but specific look at two opinions about the time on Nisan 14 when the Passover lambs were to be offered. In either case, by the time of Jesus, he died as our Passover lamb at the same time that Passover lambs were being offered in the temple. Our collective wish at the Herald is for this memorial season to be rich with encouragement for all brethren to be faithful.